So the solutions, the propagating solutions, the ones that go through the crystal have the form of block waves. And these block waves are some periodic function, and this function has the periodicity of the material system. So it's one material, then the other material, and you start again with the first material. This function has got that periodicity. And you multiply that by a plane wave, e to the I kx. So at the top, I've plotted one of these solutions, and you see it doesn't have a really good defined wavelength. The red and the blue are the real and the imaginary parts of the solution. And it doesn't really have a well-defined wavelength. I should say maybe when you do the calculation, you get a real and imaginary part of the solution, but both the real part and the imaginary part would be solutions of the equation for the electric field. There are two solutions there, because electric field can't be imaginary. There's no imaginary component to an electric field. So there are two solutions drawn here. One is red and one is blue. And then I decompose this wave up here into the plane wave, this e to the I kx part, and into the periodic function here at the bottom. So this period is at the part at the bottom. This is independent of frequency. For every frequency, there's part of your solution has this period. And what differs with frequency is this envelope function, which is got some nice kind of well-defined wavelength. And when we want to talk about a specific wave moving through the system, we specify it by giving this k value. So k is the wave number, and it describes this part of the solution. You multiply this by this periodic function, you get the total solution. But we need some way to communicate to other people. We're talking about a particular solution to this problem. And the way that people communicate that is that they specify what this k is. And if you know the k, you can figure out using the solutions, you can figure out which periodic function goes with it. And something to note about this solution is that it's an eigenfunction of the translation operator. So if you take this solution and go from x to x plus a, you get the same function back times a number. So this solution, these propagating solutions, are all eigenfunctions of the translation operator.